Lulcast episode 3, starring Cole Gentle, aka Cole Productions. Take one, action! Hello, welcome back. This is Lulcast episode 3. I am joined by one of my best friends, Cole.
Hello, guys. My name is Cole Gentle, and my YouTube channel name is Berica Gaming. Go check that out. Hopefully, the link will be in the description.
And also, click on his little avatar thing. An annotation should be there. Quinn editing this video on YouTube right now. So, the way this podcast works, also, by the way, if the sound quality sucks, it's because I'm in Cole's house right now, not mine, with the cool microphone stuff. So I'm recording this from the crappy little computer microphone or whatever. So, how this podcast works is that for every podcast, I give a question of the day. It's pretty much what you think, but it's sort of like a conversation starter. It sprouts, like, it inspires, like, jokes, conversation, pieces of topic, solid squares of topic. They're delicious. Try them sometime. So basically, the question of the day today is... crap, I forgot. Oh, yeah, right. What book, what famous or non-famous book desperately needs a sequel, and what would that sequel be called, and what would it be about?
Well, Mr. Quinn, I'm not sure. Let me think for a second.
Okay.
There's a lot of books. It's called Wonder, and the creators have added iTunes and other stuff, but I think it needs a new book to Wonder, I believe.
Mm-hmm.
Or I'm not sure because I don't know. I don't know a lot. I don't know if a lot of books need a sequel or if they're good how they are, but I think Wonder really does need a sequel.
Okay, cool.
Yeah.
I think if I had to say anything, I think that The Day After Tomorrow needs a sequel called The Day After The Day After Tomorrow.
That is pretty cool. What's that book about?
I've never heard of it. I don't think it's a book. I think it's a movie, but whatever. It can be a book, or it can be media. The New Yorker 2. That's the sequel to the magazine. Okay.
Okay.
I think, I don't think I'm getting Cole's voice very well. Do you want to transition to the table? Okay, let's just remove all this filmmaking crap. Like a very expensive computer, a few batteries, and a camcorder that doesn't really work anymore because the batteries on in it. Those crappy little batteries. Okay. Chair seat. There you go. You got like just.
No, oh. I'll stand.
Okay. Well, the microphone doesn't pick you up very well if you stand, so. Okay. There we go. Fair. What movie do you think deserves a sequel?
Oh, I don't know, because there are a lot of movies, but most of my favorite movies are making more movies, so...
Well, what...
I'm not sure
what sequel desperately deserves a threequel?
I don't know.
Iron Man 6.
Yeah,
something
like that. Yeah.
Something like that.
I don't know. Yeah, I'm not sure. But I have a question for you, Mr. Host Person.
What?
Two questions, actually. One, do you know that there's a sequel coming out to this movie that you really want to come out now? And two, what movie would that be? Like, what sequel?
Five Nights at Freddy's the Movie 2.
Oh, well, okay.
It's already coming out, even though the other one hasn't started. Hashtag, Scott Cawthon.
Okay, well, mine would probably be, I don't know why, but recently I've been reading the Maze Runner books, and
yeah.
They're
the
amazing.
Scorch Trials.
Yeah, and I just watched the Scorch Trials last night, or no, two nights ago. And it was really good, but I think they're going to do a part 2 to the Scorch Trials and then have to do the book 3.
Oh, jeez.
Yeah, I know. So I can't wait until they put
okay.
the next
okay.
movie Close! Oh my god.
Close! Okay. Oh my MG.
For you guys who don't know what's happening, this drawer is like, yeah, just keeps coming out.
Yeah, this drawer, just like, we close it, and then it just like pops out, so just like, God damn it! Sorry, microphone viewers that are like, have the volume turned all the way up, and they're just hearing, sounds like we're breaking each other's bones for leisure.
Well, wait.
I think it's like,
okay, whatever.
I think the closet is just sort of like haunting us.
He broke it. It was him, not me. Nope. Just leave it.
Okay, whatever. There's probably like some spring back there.
Yeah, something. Like this, no, what if it's like this like miniature cat that's just like clawing a spring that's just making it like, wait, why did I think of miniature cat? I don't even know.
Just like this little miniature cat on a little miniature tricycle riding around in a circle with a spring somewhere in there.
Yeah. What the frick?
Singing a little song that goes like this, doo 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 doo.
Yeah.
Just like you do that for like 3 minutes. Meanwhile, I'm just going like this.
Yeah, he's just shoving this. It killed the cat. The cat's dead.
Oh god, I got a bunch of spit on my computer.
By
the way, just so you know, if you hear any of these noises, they're made like in a state-of-the-art Foley room. They're not actually us. We're actually in a very high-tech recording studio and we're putting on this whole act.
Yeah. Yep. Totally.
There's a bunch of black pointy things everywhere that are really hurting me. There's like, there's one in my ear right now. I don't really like
totally.
It. It's very small. It's very...
in my living room. Maybe.
I hate it when I get the summer cold.
Yeah.
Oh, dang it. I accidentally made a gap. It's not summer. Is it now?
It's not. Well,
it's school time again.
It's school time.
Okay. School time. It's school time. Yeah, I've started, I have started 7th grade, and you have started 6th grade. We are now in the exact same school, which is kind of neat, because we never see each other, since we're in completely different grades, which actually sucks a lot.
Yeah. Yeah.
So yeah, we're in the same school, and, your locker number is... Hey, why'd you cover my mouth?
I didn't. That was him. Yeah, whatever.
You ruined everything. That was supposed to be an actual joke. You were just like,
I don't
nope,
care.
Sorry. Like, this is all fake. He's a fake.
Yeah, something like that.
Yep. Okay.
Yeah, school is, for those people out there who love school and, like, hate the summer.
We are so sorry.
Yeah, but I'm just gonna be totally honest. I am not a fan of school at all.
Me neither.
They added like 2 years this summer.
We're too cool. Like, we're too school for school.
We're too school for cool.
No, that's when you like school.
Yeah,
and you're like not cool because you're too school for cool.
That's what the people who like school are. They're too school for cool.
Yeah, which makes absolutely no sense because school is not a description adjective.
No, it's not.
Whenever I'm editing these videos, I always hear, like, me laughing, and I have, like, an incredibly low voice. An incredibly high voice, and I'm like, I'm just like, what the fudge? So I'm just gonna start talking like this for the rest of the podcast.
No, talk like this.
Wait, you had a problem with it, too?
No.
Are you just doing,
I don't know.
Yeah. I can't go on like this. It just hurts my throat.
Yeah, anyways.
I'm going to ask this. I've asked this before in all of my other podcasts, practically. And I'm going to ask it again because it's a very high topic of interest. What are your ideas on the 2016 presidential election of elections?
Oh, I don't know. There's a lot.
I know this is a really dumb question to ask because none of my friends can vote. So
yeah,
I guess they can beg their parents to, but that's about it.
Yeah, I'm not really sure because there's so many people running that you and the news people are just really focusing.
Bernie, feel the Bernie.
Are you
for Bernie?
Am I for burning?
No, for Bernie.
I'm not sure, because the news people...
Are you just sort of like the shiniest of two turds? No, like, are you voting for the shiniest of 16 turds?
I don't know, but,
16 Republican news turds. News people,
they only talk about, like, a few specific people and focus on just them, and that kind of ruins it for
I'm really
else.
Rich. Let me just point that out to you.
He's lying.
I'm impersonating Donald Trump, obviously. Oh. You know, like, Donald Trump, like, how he yes. says... Hold on, wait. I just realized something. The volume on here is all the way down. I hope that you can hear us very clearly now.
Yeah.
The volume is, like, turned all the way off, so you could probably, like, not hear us at all.
Yeah.
So, okay. Yeah, it really sucks when you have to, like, do this on your computer and not with the whole microphone dealio.
Yeah, I has nothing in my head. Never mind. I thought I had a question, and then it went away.
Pretend, like... Make up what your question probably was.
Okay,
it'll probably come back to you. We're just turning into Beavis and Butthead.
Yeah, okay.
What if that was, like, their teaching just, like, oh, Svenja! Just, like, the whole, like, all the drooling eighth graders just pop out and just choreograph song. Oh, Svenja! Like this Irish.
Yeah, song. I know. Da, 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 da. Mini cat in drawer.
That's just gonna be like our catchphrase now. Just like when someone's just drooling, going on and on and on and on and on and on and on. Oh, or just be like mini cat in drawer. Do 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 do. Turn around in circles. Do 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 do.
I have a question for y'all.
What?
Does you like bubble wrap paper thing?
Oh my god. I'm gonna, like, in editing, Quinn, in editing, make this seem like we're popping, like, billions of them. Because that'll feel so good to the audience, they'll just be, oh, yeah.
And obviously cut that part out.
No, I'm not.
It's all bubble wrap! I'm gonna make armor out of it.
Okay.
No, not really.
Wait, you are?
No.
That will not protect you from a fall from, like, from the top of that, like, the top of this table to the ground at all. It'll make you die.
My skin will protect me from that. I have a question.
No, my legs.
How long do these podcast things run?
Just
a quick question.
Usually about 20 to 30 minutes.
Okay.
So, viewers out there, you get bored by things that are 20 to 30 minutes long, rambling about random things like the 2016 presidential election and R4 Trump, please get out. Thank you. Are you gone? Please go. Kill yourselves. Thank you. Just kidding. Paul. Am I that boring?
Yeah. I ran off and did bubble wrap stuff.
Yeah, he's just sort of like covering his body with bubble wrap. That's how boring I am.
Yeah. He's so boring. Like...
I know, this is so horrible, because, like, the viewer, the listener can see none of this. Unless we, like, take pictures of ourselves in awkward positions doing this. A picture of the cat spinning around in the drawer.
Yeah.
But seriously, though, that's gonna be really annoying in editing. I'm just gonna be listening to, like, let me just edit the sound a little bit.
Okay.
I'm making so many fourth wall breaks right now.
That's true.
And just be like, back in editing, I was like editing this edit and editing. Blah.
Yeah.
Also, spoiler alert for next year's video. I'm making a review of the Google Cardboard that I may or may not have gotten. So yeah. And just so you know, I didn't get it. Just kidding. I didn't get it.
What?
Okay, so, yeah, spoiler for any viewer who is really interested in watching a 40-minute video of people rambling on about random stuff. Moving on.
Okay.
So, one other thing, just so you know, Cole, I'm not gonna get to it, but there's a thing called a final thought. So at the end of the podcast, we basically take the last thing that we say, the last joke we made, that sort of thing. And they basically just say, wow, that was really far from the original question.
Yeah,
I've
okay.
completely forgotten by now. God damn it!
I remember it.
Oh, yeah, right. I'm... Wow.
Yeah, okay.
What's our final thought? Is the Google Cardboard?
Something like that.
Yeah, so...
us breaking the fourth wall 10,000 times.
Yeah. The final thought is us breaking the fourth wall about spoilers to thing.
And...
The final thought is fourth wall breaking, and the original...
No, it's cardboard wall breaking.
Breaking a cardboard wall. Made of... bubble wrap.
Yeah.
Okay, the final thought. Final thought, Quinn and editing, please note this down. In the right font, Dimitri Smack or whatever it's called.
Smack that light butt.
Yeah, you can do the outro once I'm done with all of this.
Okay.
So the final thought is breaking a wall of cardboard made out of bubble wrap. Breaking the fourth wall. No, breaking the fourth wall of cardboard made out of bubble wrap. And the original question was, what book desperately deserves a sequel?
Yeah, somehow that okay. happened.
All right, so this has been Lolcast, and Cole, why don't you do the honors?
Okay, bye. No, I'm joking. So remember to check out my channel, Berka Gaming. I basically play a bunch of video games and other stuff, and yeah. And this has been Lolcast, and we will see you next time.
Goodbye. See ya. Subscribe.
Subscribe, subscribe.